This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio, and we're going to end today with the story of a brave, loyal, and determined miniature schnauzer named Sissy. Sissy and her litter mate Barney were adopted by Dale and Nancy Frank about 10 years ago, and it has been a tough 2015 for the Franks. Dale, who's better known as Bucko, spent some time in the hospital. He is recovering. Nancy was recently diagnosed with cancer, and she had surgery to remove the cancer in Iowa City, but there were complications, and she wound up in the intensive care unit. Last week, she was moved up to Mercy Medical Center in Cedar Rapids, and that is where our story starts. Bucko Frank and his daughter Sarah Wood are here today to tell the story. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
And Bucko, you live in Cedar Rapids. Nancy gets settled into the hospital, Mercy Medical Center. And on Friday, you wake up in the middle of the night to discover that your furnace isn't working. It's getting cold in the house. In the midst of trying to deal with that problem, you put the dogs out for a while. Tell me what happened next.
Oh, actually, I took them out. But Sissy usually, when I can unhook them, and they'll run right back into the house. And I was thinking that Sissy did, and I was cold, and a lot of times she would run into the kitchen, so I never thought nothing about it. And so.
All right, so you bring them back from a little walk. You think they both come in the house, and how long did it take you to find out that Sissy wasn't there?
Oh, 2 or 3 minutes. She's usually under my feet.
Right, and she's never done this before, right?
No.
And you started making phone calls. You called the animal shelter. You called the police. And you called your daughter, too, right?
Well, I texted my daughter first.
All right. And Sarah, when you got that message from your dad, how did you react?
Well, I wasn't sure what to think. It was early in the morning, and I wasn't awake. And I called Dad a little bit later, and he said, yeah, she just ran off when he let her out in the morning and said his furnace wasn't working, so... I asked him if he wanted me to come over and help look for her, and he said, no, she's got the tag on. I'm sure somebody will locate her. So I kind of waited a little bit, and then things started to roll.
Right. Well, and Sarah and Bucko, you're both making this sound like you were pretty calm. Bucko, I know you were very, very frightened.
I was scared to death, and I was crying, and I'm sorry, but that's my baby.
Yeah. So you had a few hours to wait, and then at about 5:15 in the morning, Bucko, you did get a phone call. Tell me about that phone call.
Well, the lady from security of Mercy Hospital, I believe her name was Samantha, called and said she had a dog, and I said, yeah. I said, I have a little miniature schnauzer, salt and pepper. And she said, well, we got one here, and she asked me to explain her name, and she called me with a number on the tag, so said, here she is.
So let's just spell this out. You live about 20 blocks away from the hospital.
Roughly, yeah.
Yeah. Sissy has never been out on her own. She's never run away. She's never been to the hospital. She has no way of knowing that your wife is in the hospital, right?
No, she, we always, when I do, I have a long leader leash on, and I can go to like 20 feet, so.
So... when you got that call and found out, I mean, I'm sure you were relieved that somebody had found Sissy, but not only did they find Sissy, but Sissy is in the lobby of the very hospital that your wife is in.
Right.
How did you react?
Surprised, but glad they found her. And I don't think, waited a couple seconds, I had Sarah call, and her husband said they would go get her for me.
Sarah, when you heard where Sissy was, what was your reaction?
I didn't believe him at first, but, you know, it's not something you make up. That's where she was.
And
I thought that the impression that I got was, you know, one of the security guards were out in their vehicle patrolling the parking lot and that she was riding around in the car with them. But no, I get to the hospital and she's in the security guard's office and she's just sitting there looking out the window and just waiting for somebody to come pick her up and take her home.
And she wasn't just found wandering around near the hospital. She was found in the lobby of the hospital.
Yes, she activated the motion detecting doors, two of them, and got into the lobby and was running around in the lobby.
This sounds like a dog on a mission.
Yes. who cannot tell Sissy not to do something because she will find a way to do it if she wants to.
So, Sarah, when you went to the hospital to pick her up and you found her there in the lobby, you knew your mom was upstairs. What did you do?
Well, the security guard took my identification, and obviously by Sissy's reaction, I mean, she was certain that, you know, she was our dog, and, you know, she was all excited and barking and, you know, scratching and trying to get us to pick her up and just wanted the attention. And I said to the security guard, I said, I know that it's probably not in the hospital regulation, but this is a dog that came from, you know, 20 blocks away. She got here in the middle of the night, and I don't know how she knew, but her mom's upstairs. And can we take her up just for, you know, 5-10 minutes just so mom can see her? She hasn't seen her in over a week, and this is a spoiled dog that is always underfoot or on someone's lap. So we went upstairs with the security guard, and we actually woke mom up, and mom thought we snuck her in.
She thought you snuggled her in under your coat or something?
Yep. I said, no, mom, she ran away from home. She got away from dad at 1:30 in the morning, and she got to Mercy Hospital, and they found her in the lobby running around. She was on a mission to come and see you. So the security guard said that we could bring her up, and she'd like to see you for a few minutes.
No,
mom kept saying, you little stinker, how did you do that? So
I was going to say, your mom's been through a lot, but she was able to really understand that Sissy came looking for her.
Mm-hmm. And one of the questions mom asked was, well, is Barn here too? And I said, no, they didn't sneak out together, just Sis this time. So, yep.
How did your mom feel about that?
Oh, mom, well, mom has it's a little stuffed Webkinz, little stuffed animal, and it looks pretty much like Sissy. It's a little schnauzer, but it's a stuffed toy, and she's been holding on to that animal since, you know, all of this started on Friday night or Friday with her. So, you know, she was ecstatic to see her, but she was still kind of in shock of, how did you get in here? How did you do that? You know?
Yeah.
But she petted her and loved her and talked to her, and we could only stay a few minutes, but I think she enjoyed every second of that few minutes. And I'm sure that, you know, Sissy went home and told Barney, you know, guess who I got to see and what I got to do and where I went, and yeah.
Oh, Sarah and Bucko, thank you both for sharing your story with us today.
You're welcome.
Sarah Wood and Bucko Frank, and they are telling the story of Sissy, a very determined miniature schnauzer who lives in Cedar Rapids. And if you'd like to see a picture of Sissy, you can find it on Twitter right now at IPR Talk. We'll also put it up on our webpage later this afternoon, iowapublicradio.org. Talk of Iowa is produced by Emily Woodbury, Dennis Reese, Lindsay Moon, Claire Roth, and Julia Davis. Our executive producer is Catherine Perkins. We'd love to hear your stories. Is there a story you feel we should be telling on the air? Send us an email, talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. I'm Charity Nebbe. Tomorrow on the show, what we know about how physical activity changes the way that children learn. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio.